This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Over the last decade, heroin addiction has been steadily rising in King County. But there's a glimmer of good news this week. According to new data, heroin overdose deaths fell by 15% last year. University of Washington researcher Caleb Banta-Green co-authored the new report. He told me why heroin deaths are declining.
We know from medical research that if you distribute the antidote naloxone to enough heroin users and their friends and family in the community, you will see a decline in deaths. We saw this in the state of Massachusetts. We also know that if you get people onto methadone maintenance or buprenorphine for opiate addiction treatment, their chance of dying is cut in half. So we know that the interventions we're putting into place work. The medical research is very clear on that. So it looks like as we implement these interventions that we know work, that we're starting to see some of those positive rewards locally.
Caleb, that leads me to the next question. I visited a mock-supervised consumption site, drug consumption site, in Seattle this week. These are places where drug users can get clean supplies and use drugs in a safe, supervised setting. Do you think they're a good idea?
I do think they're a good idea. I think that the existing medical research shows that they have positive health impacts. And I also think that they make sense in a continuum of care. Right now, for instance, we have wonderful syringe exchange services in King County. We distributed 7 million clean syringes to injection drug users in King County last year. We gave them counseling. We gave them medical care. We gave them clean supplies. And then we said, good luck finding a place to use. Hope you don't overdose. So the idea is that you're providing all these services. It seems logical from a health perspective to also allow those people to use in a safe place and be medically monitored. It keeps them alive then and there, which is valuable in and of itself. And when those folks are ready to access other services, whether it's healthcare, mental health care, housing, opioid addiction treatment, you've already made those connections and relationships. They're already there. So to co-locate those services makes good sense. To provide the services of a safe consumption facility and also then be able to directly link them to a whole other range of services so that people can get more stable and more healthy.
This report also finds that meth is an increasing problem, especially people are dying from it. What's going on here?
So methamphetamine is a very serious drug associated with substantial addiction and to some degree mortality. But for almost a decade, we saw about 20 methamphetamine-involved deaths per year. And in 2015, we saw 86. That's a huge increase. That's 86 out of the 320 drug-caused deaths we saw in the county. So it's a lot more methamphetamine-involved deaths, and about half of that was with heroin. And that's very, very new, just in the last 3 to 4 years, that people are mixing methamphetamine and heroin. That's called a goofball. Speedball is mixing cocaine and heroin. That's been around for a long time. That's actually declined. And what's happened is cocaine became a little bit harder to get for a while, and so surprisingly, people actually switched to methamphetamine. And also, unfortunately, it turns out that that is deadly, that combining heroin with methamphetamine is a deadly combination.
This report is kind of like a snapshot of where we are right now. What hope does it give you for the future?
Sure. So I've been writing these reports for 15 years, and it feels like perhaps we are seeing a bit of a bending of the curve in terms of opiate overdoses. So I see hope that yes, we're increasing services, but if we continue to increase them even more, we will have an even bigger impact on overdose death. Right now, almost 3/4 of drug-caused deaths involve opiates. All of those deaths are preventable. The condition of opiate addiction is a manageable condition. We should be able to get rid of almost all of those deaths if we're providing adequate services. And I feel like we're starting to see perhaps the bending of the curve, maybe the first sign that these interventions are really having an impact. And it makes me hopeful that if we continue to expand these services, we'll see an even greater impact.
Caleb Banta-Green is a senior researcher at the University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute. Last year, 132 people died from heroin in King County. That's down from 156 in 2014, an all-time high. This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm.